Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
On iRadio.
Making friends as an adult can be surprisingly hard, especially if you've moved to a new place. Galway is known for its buzz and its community, but even still, putting yourself out there in the city and meeting new people isn't always easy. That's exactly what my next guest spotted when they moved there. Kelly Lim and Dixie Chai moved to Galway and decided to do something about that feeling, creating a social group that brings like-minded people together through events like Pilates mornings, paint and Prosecco nights, brunches and vision boarding sessions. They've built a really lovely community and their next event is actually a Galentine's themed night. And Kelly and Dixie, join me now. Girls, you're very welcome to iRadio's group chat. For anyone listening who hasn't come across you yet and this is the first time they're meeting you, tell me a little bit about yourselves and why you decided to move to Galway as well.
So my name is Kelly. I'm originally from Malaysia. I've been living in Galway for the past 10 years. I first came here planning to just stay for 2 years to study, but I ended up falling in love with Galway like everyone else does. I got a job, I built a life here, and the rest is history. What I really love about Galway is how chill and accepting it is. Like, you can literally walking down Shop Street and nobody cares who you are, what you're wearing. People are so friendly, they're open, they're very much themselves. Like, it feels like a place where you're allowed to just be you. Like, just love it.
Yeah. So my name is Dixie and I'm originally from Malaysia as well. And I've been living in Galway for over 6 years now. I came here as a student and went to the college in Galway and I just ended up staying. I have traveled around Ireland over the past few years to different cities or counties. And honestly, Galway is the place that feels closest to home. I feel like there's just something like really special about it. Like, Galway feels warm and welcoming. It's a city where people actually stop to talk, where strangers become friends, and where creativity and culture are part of everyday life. Just feel like Galway has this magic that pulls everyone together, bringing people from all over the world. And that's why I knew this was the place for me.
Yeah. From someone who's also lived in Galway myself, I could not agree more about that magic that you speak of. And I'm so glad that you found it here in Ireland. I'm sure, though, even though you clearly love the place, the initial transition, I'm sure for anyone would be really difficult when you're moving to any like a new place. How did that experience play a role in wanting to create your social group?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel what you just said there. So like at the beginning, I definitely found it hard to make friends, especially with the language barrier. So but one way, the only way to improve your English is to just speak it. And even when it feels uncomfortable, I started college in Galway as a third year student because I have completed my diploma back in Malaysia. So by the time I joined as a third year student, like most of the friendship group were already formed and everyone was friendly regardless, but it was still, you know, difficult to truly fit in. So after graduating and entering into the working world, like I was young, foreign, still a bit self-conscious about, you know, my English. That didn't stop me from, you know, bonding with my colleagues. Some of my best friends in Galway, I actually made them through work. With that being said, I still wanting to make friendship outside work with like-minded people who enjoy trying new things together, and especially female friendship. Like, I'm very much a girl's girl. So yeah, that definitely laid a foundation for why I want to create a social group.
Did you expect it to take off the way that it has? I mean, it has gone from strength to strength for you, and there's a whole crew of you now together in Galway for Galway. So tell me, like, tell me about that.
Yeah, we actually went into it with like no big expectations at all. So originally we were just like thinking of starting small, maybe around like 10 to 15 people, like for a single event. And that already felt like enough. Actually the main goal was never numbers. It was about creating a comfortable space for people to show up, connect and feel welcome. And the fact that it's starting to grow now feels unreal, and it's really special, to be honest. And we feel really lucky and just honored. And we are still taking it slowly and intentionally. And we are just really grateful to the people who have been part of this journey and have continuously shown the support. Yeah.
How do you decide what type of events to run? That is something I'm fascinated by, because you've got everything from Pilates mornings to paint and Prosecco to brunches to vision boarding. There is such a wide array of activities. How do you narrow it down to what you think is going to work the best?
Okay, so I can jump on that. So at the beginning of the year, me and Dixie sat down and we plan an event calendar. So our goal is usually create, you know, one event a month, but it is not set in stone. We like to stay flexible and adapt based on the trend and what people are asking for. So we regularly post an interactive poll on social media to find out what our followers are interested in. And the aim is for everyone to genuinely enjoy themselves. So we try to tailor event to what the majority want. And we also love to collab with the local talent. So we hosted the Pilates and yoga event that you mentioned with our friend Victoria. So she also just moved to Galway a few years ago, and she's incredibly passionate about wellness. We also work with Aideen. She runs the Little Siopa. We collab with her on the punking workshop, and she's so talented in art and craft. So yeah, for everyone who's listening, who has the skill or talent or any idea that they would love to collab, we definitely, you know, love to hear from them. Like, reach out to us on social media.
What about your next event? I know it's Galentine's themed. It's happening in the Connacht Hotel. What can people expect from that? I do love a good Galentine's Day event. I think it's brilliant.
So yeah, we will be hosting a Galentine's Sip and Paint evening at the Connacht Hotel. So all the painting materials are included, and guests will receive a complimentary pink cocktail on arrival. And we'll also have a cake toasting moment to celebrate girlhood and friendship, which should be really special. And we will be taking some photos and videos throughout the evening to capture the experience. But most importantly, it's a chance for people to relax, have fun, and genuinely meet amazing people and meet new friends.
Do people need to come on their own? Can they bring pals with them? Or is it kind of just a come as you are type of situation?
So this event is really for the girls who want to have a fun, relaxed evening. You absolutely don't need to come with friends. It's very much a come as you are kind of thing. A lot of people come on their own, and that's totally fine. In fact, it's often the best way to meet new people. And the whole vibe is welcoming, friendly, and easygoing, so everyone can feel comfortable and just enjoy themselves.
Have you noticed friendships blossoming out of these get-togethers?
Yes, definitely. Actually, that's the best part of hosting these events, is seeing people genuinely connect. We have seen friendships form, people exchange numbers after the event, and even plan for meetup outside the events. It's really lovely to watch, and sometimes someone come alone and leave with a new friend or even a small group of people they instantly click with. So this is what exactly Galway is about, giving people a space to meet, connect, and form friendships.
And what is next for Galway then? So past the Galentine's event, which I know we're really focusing on at the minute, what other ideas, events do you have possibly coming up over the next 12 months?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of exciting things in the pipeline. We recently ran a poll on our Instagram, and flower arranging workshop actually came out on top. So that is definitely happening very soon. We're also planning more yoga and Pilates events. Like, I personally love like wellness focused event, because everyone like live literally glowing. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a regular gym goer or if you're a total beginner, like, you never regret moving your body. Like, I can assure that. And I also have a big passion myself for baking. So a baking or a cake decorating workshop is something that I'm really excited about. We are just waiting to find the right kitchen space. So if anyone listening knows one, have one, please give us a shout. And yeah, I want to mention that we are not just doing public event. We also host private event like hen party, like team bonding sessions. And we already have a few booking for the year. And we can travel to your location and tailor to the experience that suits your group. So if this is something that anyone is interested in, like definitely reach out to us.
What would you say to someone who might be listening this evening that is new to Ireland and maybe Galway in particular and might be feeling a bit lonely? And what advice would you give them about putting themselves out there?
I would say don't be too hard on yourself and know that you're not alone. So moving somewhere new can be exciting but also intimidating. Just remember that everyone has been in that position at some point. So take small steps to put yourself out there in ways that feel comfortable, even if it's just coming to an event on your own. Places like Galway exist exactly for that, because both of us have been through this stage ourselves, moving to a new place and having to put ourselves out there to meet new people. So we know exactly how it feels. That's why we create a welcoming, friendly space where people can meet new friends at their own pace. So sometimes all it takes is showing up, saying hello, and letting yourself be open to the experience. So I promise, like, taking the first step is always the hardest, but also the most rewarding.
If people want to take the step now to follow you on social media and keep an eye with what you're getting up with, where can we find you?
Yeah, so we have Instagram. We are on Instagram and TikTok, and the name is Galway.co. And actually, it's funny that we just recently opened the TikTok account because both of us never used TikTok before. Yeah. And we just started using it like a week ago, and we actually grew over 1,000 followers
within the week. So we are like absolutely grateful for it.
Yeah, and overwhelming at the same time.
Yeah,
but
very, yeah.
You should be buzzing with that. That's really difficult to do. Fair play.
Yeah, well, like, thank you so much.
Yes.
Like, overwhelm and buzzing, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this with us on iRadio's group chat this evening, Dixie Kelly. It's been an absolute privilege chatting to you, and I'm sure that the Galentine's event will go down a treat, whether people are in or out of relationships or whatever at the minute. It's just good to meet new people. So thank you so much for sharing that with us this evening.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Perfect. Yes. I will end that recording there.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.